This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Several protesters arrested last year during an anti-war encampment at a college in Denver are suing members of the campus police department. Denverite's Paolo Chalceda reports they claim their First Amendment rights were violated.
The eight plaintiffs include Orary campus students and professors, as well as members of the public. At the time, campus officials said protesters were violating a long-standing camping ban. But the lawsuit alleges the arrests happened after protesters had taken down their tents. Here's lawyer Azra Taslimi.
I think that shows us that the tents are really the excuse. They really just didn't want the protesters there, and this was really about silencing speech.
Plaintiffs say defending free speech is critical in this moment, as the Trump administration is revoking the visas of dozens of international students, especially targeting those critical of U.S. foreign policy. I'm Paolo Chalceda, Denverite.
Pueblo's city government says it will not be feasible to acquire the infrastructure of its electricity provider and run it as a city-owned utility. At a meeting Monday, they shared findings from an independent study commissioned because of community concerns over high electric rates. The city's still trying to partner with other jurisdictions that are Black Hills Energy customers to make a bid to acquire the utility's assets. Voters in Pueblo have a chance to weigh in on the city's agreement with Black Hills in a special election next month. About 600 pounds of weed was stolen from a trailer in a Colorado State Patrol evidence lot last week. The theft was discovered at an undisclosed location in Arapahoe County ahead of the evidence destruction date. Englewood police say those responsible came at night and used a power tool to bust into the trailer. An investigation into whether protocols were violated is now underway. Sunny and mild today in the metro and the Springs, but breezy winds are increasing fire danger across the Front Range and Plains. This is CPR News and KRCC.